Does the tried and true 60-40 investing approach still hold its ground in today's fast-paced markets? Join us as we dissect the effectiveness of this classic strategy in the modern era. From market volatility to shifting economic landscapes, we'll uncover whether the 60-40 approach remains a cornerstone of wealth building or if it's time to adapt to some new realities. Stay tuned as we explore the past, present, and future of this investing strategy.
Welcome. You are listening to the Bowman Wealth Group's Financial Compass podcast, a show dedicated to helping you successfully navigate to and through your retirement. Our Financial Compass process goes beyond traditional holistic financial planning. We care as much about you and your lifestyle as we do about your plan. Your hosts are Bowman Wealth Group financial advisors who, for more than two decades, have provided financial leadership for those they serve.
This is Marcos Lemus. I'm a financial advisor at Bowman Wealth Group in Roseville, California, and you're listening to Your Financial Compass. First of all, before we get started, I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in and joining us, thank you. If you have listened to our podcast before, thank you, certainly, and welcome back. We do appreciate all the support. So if anything sticks out and resonates with you, maybe you have questions or you've got comments or feedback, please, please, please feel welcome to reach out to us at our email. That is ask@bowmanwealth.com, ask@bowmanwealth.com. So every episode we focus on specific topics or some questions that folks generally share from the financial realm. And today's particular topic is the 60-40 portfolio. Now, what is the 60-40 portfolio? Does it still work in today's environment? We're going to flesh all of that out today. But before we start, I think it's important to understand, you know, what it is. What is this 60-40 investment portfolio? Is it broken? And, you know, what are some alternatives? In order to do that, I have to briefly mention some history, really, some finance history. And this is something referred to as the modern portfolio theory, MPT. So this modern portfolio theory was developed over 70 years ago by a Nobel Prize winning economist, Harry Markowitz. And, you know, he argued via this theory that risk-averse investors can create portfolios to optimize or maximize expected return based on a given level of market risk. So, you know, maximize based on market risk. Let's talk about that. So what is this 60-40 stock bond portfolio split or strategy? Now, for a long time, it was widely accepted that bond prices had an inverse or opposite relationship to stock prices. Stocks go up, bond prices go down, and the yields rise. Stock prices go down, bond prices go up, and yields fall. And this makes sense because we can assume that investors generally retreat from riskier positions when markets fall and investors turn more to bonds, which were something that's deemed to be not as risky, especially since they offer higher yields when their prices are low. Now, as the market bottomed out, bond prices would peak and investors would jump back into the stock market at that time. So stocks rise, bond prices fall, and their yields climb back up. So essentially, the assumption was that stocks and bonds created this balance beam of sorts. So the consensus is that this is a relatively low-risk strategy that may work really well for people that are later in their careers, you know, pre-retirees and those nearing retirement, because this is a low-risk thing. So that's of greater importance at that point in your life. Since the bull markets usually last longer than bear markets, 60% of the portfolio is in stocks in this situation, right? That's where the 60 comes from. And that would provide you a nice upside gain during those bull market years, right? Given that they last a little bit longer than bear markets. And the other 40%, that part of the portfolio would offer you a little bit of upside and yields during those bear markets, right? So we're kind of covering our bases there. So sounds great. What went wrong? Well, in the late 2010s, something interesting started to happen to the bond and stock markets. The markets and the economy both came out of the 2008 global financial crisis completely. However, interest rates were kept pretty low by the Federal Reserve for an extended period of time. And the Federal Reserve chair at the time, Janet Yellen, made that decision to keep them low. Some economies that were seeing extended periods of low economic growth, even after the crisis, introduced negative interest rates, which is crazy. Some financial regulation became so strict after 2008, there was a worry that if interest rates were to climb back up, there'd be too much pressure on the financial health of the overall economy. So the result was that stocks continued to rise while bond values rose right along with them. And this, of course, blurred that inverse relationship between stocks and bonds that everybody was so used to. So when you think about this, this is great for people who had 60-40 portfolios. They were making money on both sides and everything was booming until the economic uncertainty came about, meaning that that low-risk strategy wasn't as low-risk anymore. So when interest rate hikes are needed to fight inflation, which we're seeing now as of recent years, you know, bonds get cheaper and the stock market falls due to businesses facing higher costs of borrowing. It's not as easy to borrow money. Essentially, that inverse relationship between the stocks and the bonds gets completely destabilized, making this balance beam that we referenced of that 60-40 portfolio not the case anymore. So although there should be a return to this inverse relationship between the stocks and the bonds, there's really no telling when or if it may come back. And this may be great during the bull market years, as I mentioned, but of course, during recent years, this is doubly costly, right? We're seeing that now. 2022, just a couple years ago, was a unique year for bonds. They experienced their worst year historically as the Fed was aggressively raising interest rates to battle the high inflation. And, you know, we're still seeing the effects of that now. But think back to 2022. Equities in the stock market had a bad year. Bonds were having a bad year. The traditional playbook said to move more into bonds. This wasn't a viable option in 2022, right? Because both were having a not so great year. So to use an analogy, we certainly couldn't move from a hot frying pan to another hot frying pan. And as a result, folks needed to look elsewhere for more conservative alternatives. Now, many advisors have alternative options or strategies that can provide similar diversification to this traditional 60-40 portfolio split. And, you know, these are ones that may not include such direct exposure to bonds. So some bond alternatives may include maybe private equity funds, fixed index annuities, FIAs, or other alternative investments that can become the other side of that balance beam that was expected to be achieved by the traditional equities bond splits. So when you think about rebalancing your portfolio, yeah, maybe it could be a smart decision. But what are some things we should be careful of and watch out for when we're performing a rebalance? Well, certainly tax implications, right? If this is, say it's a non-qualified account, meaning a non-retirement account, not a 401k or an IRA, want to be aware of taxable events and just making sure that we're cognizant of trading out of things that maybe are up or down. So just being aware of that. Penalties, right? Maybe part of our rebalance includes a withdrawal from retirement accounts of some kind. We just want to make sure we're aware of how am I going to rebalance. I think another thing is just not being too hasty. So if your whole savings plan was in a 60-40 portfolio and you shift it all to a new plan, well, there's certainly no guarantee that that new plan is going to be better. If your financial plan is one-dimensional, it's all in this 60-40, that's not your biggest issue. The 60-40 strategy isn't your biggest problem there. It's really the lack of a holistic financial plan that addresses all of your financial needs and goals. So listen, it's easy to stick to what you know. And sometimes we know that it's best to go for what works rather than gamble on a new thing. But when that old way of doing things stops working, it can be costly to hang on to in terms of a strategy. When it comes to your 60-40 financial plan, the downside risk of that generic plan maybe ends up costing you more than you want to in terms of your hard-earned savings. And when you think about how costly that downside is, you may not want to risk your retirement finances like that, especially when there are some solid alternatives that a financial professional can help you with and can help you implement. So again, to our listeners, this has been certainly a high-level look at the traditional concept of the 60-40 portfolio split. But again, we're just scratching the surface here. And if you want to dive deeper into this topic, I encourage you to keep an eye out for future podcasts, keep an eye out for our newsletters we send out biweekly, or ask to discuss this with your financial advisor. If anything that you heard here resonated with you today, maybe you've got comments, maybe you have questions, or you just want to dive deeper into your particular situation, shoot us an email. And that email address again is ask@bowmanwealth.com. That's ask@bowmanwealth.com. I want to thank you all again for listening, regardless of the podcast platform you're tuning in from. We certainly appreciate you joining us and tuning in. We appreciate you. We appreciate your reviews, your feedback. And most of all, we appreciate you for giving us your most precious asset, your time. Join us next time on Your Financial Compass. This has been your host, Marcos Lemus, with the Bowman Wealth Group. Take care. We'll catch you next time.
The following content is for information purposes only. It is not intended to provide any tax or legal advice or provide the basis for any financial decisions, nor is it intended to be a projection of current or future performance or an indication of future results. Purchases are subject to suitability. This requires a review of an investor's objective, risk tolerance, and time horizons. Investing always involves risk and possible loss of capital. Opinions expressed are solely those of Bowman Wealth Group and our editorial staff. The information contained in this material has been derived from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed accuracy and completeness, and does not purport to be a complete analysis of materials discussed. Any statements or opinions expressed should in no way be construed or interpreted as solicitation to sell or offer to sell advisory services to any residents of any state other than the states where otherwise legally permitted. Advisory services are offered through Chris Bowman, Inc., DBA Bowman Wealth Group. Registration as an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through Chris Bowman, Inc., DBA BWG Insurance Agency.